This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott, and you're listening to Do You Love Me off Live Acoustic. It's a new album from the band Guster that came out earlier this week. Guster's stripped-down acoustic tour is stopping at the Music Hall in Portsmouth on Saturday. The show is already sold out, which is kind of typical for the band that sprang out of Boston in the early 1990s and hit the pop charts with the 1999 song Fa Fa. Ryan Miller is guitarist, lead singer, and primary songwriter for Guster, and he's joining us now from, what, somewhere on the road, right, Ryan?
Somewhere.
Really glad to have you.
I don't know where I am, but I was just sitting in an Eames chair at a community college, so I was very happy about that.
That's pretty
good. I know, I felt good. I was like, let's do it. By the way, that's the most I've listened to our new acoustic live record was just then when it was playing.
Wow, so you guys toss these things off and then what, you just move on?
No, I mean, this whole thing happened so quickly. You know, we did this tour last spring in April of 2012. We had been talking about doing an acoustic tour forever, and then we got these string arrangements, and we just kind of documented it just to do it. And then, I don't know, some email went around in, like, October or November, like, we're going to do an acoustic album. We need to name it in a day, and you need to, and we've already mixed it. And so I don't even, that's why the name is so benign, Acoustic Live. Like, that's the worst name ever. How did that happen?
And we were kind of wondering how you came up with that.
Just terrible. The cover of that thing, I drew something on an iPad and I sent it, and like 10 minutes later it was the cover. It was so thrown together, and I never listened to it because I knew I couldn't change it. So I just listened to it. It sounded pretty good.
Yeah, it does sound pretty good. And there is a kitty cat, by the way, on the cover. I should let our listeners know.
I'm not really a great artist. I probably shouldn't be doing cover art for albums.
Well, since we now know that you guys plan things so carefully, I'm curious about the rules for the acoustic tour. I say, what's the rule? You can plug in an amp, no pedals.
Yeah, well, we sort of, I mean, the main thing is that we're sitting down and that people are in seated venues, which we've never done before. I mean, we've always kind of fought against playing seated venues, even when we played, you know, the Music Hall in Portsmouth. We always, like, encourage people to stand up right away. The conceit that we would sit and people would sit sort of changed the philosophy and the context of everything. It feels like we kind of get away with some slower songs and songs deeper in our catalog. And also, like, we brought out a real piano and we bring out these, you know, a cellist and a violinist. The goal at this point is to keep trying to challenge ourselves to do some interesting things. What can we do that's going to really shake things up, that's going to make things more interesting for us, more interesting for our fans? How can we interface with the music in a way that's not like, hey, here's this band and they're going to play Demons for the 7,000th time, you know?
Well, let's hear one of those old songs that you dug up for the live album. This is a little bit from Rocket Ship. Now, this is originally off of the 1998 album Goldfly.
Morning sign for them. Read my apology. Their hope of disbelief. But no.
That's the song Rocket Ship, performed by Guster from their new acoustic live record. Since we're auditioning this for you today, Ryan, what do you think?
That's weird. I'm kind of mad. because I kind of wanted to get through life never having heard it. They're not really allowing me to do that.
Well, should I give you like a spoiler alert and you can just block your ears when we're going to play bits of your music?
You're going to be like, okay, you have 25 seconds. I'll put my fingers. not listening to you. Not listening.
One of the things this band, your band, is known for that, you know, so many people love about you, great pop hooks and lots of playing around with rhythm track. I want to know how to pronounce his name first. Your percussionist, Brian Rosenworcel.
Wow. Look at you.
Well, you know, I do. This is an NPR interview. An Eames chair.
We are next level there. I'm impressed.
Well, he's known for playing things almost exclusively with his hands. I'm wondering if he's using a drum set through this tour, or is he just going acoustic with his hands?
Yeah, no, he's doing more of the drum kit thing. I mean, there's sort of been all these different versions of our band, and I think these big distinct chapters, and I think the first like iteration of Guster was defined by Brian playing exclusively percussion parts. And then after we made our album Lost and Gone Forever in 1999, he was feeling really stifled creatively. You know, I think he felt like he was stuck playing these certain kind of rhythms and this certain kind of way. Eventually, you know, just as turning into adults and starting to understand music more, like, well, let's not be a gimmicky band. I mean, there was a moment, you know, that I had reading the liner notes of Lost and Gone Forever, that last album we did with percussion exclusively, and it's like all the sounds were made using hand drums, no sticks. Mm-hmm. It was like, who cares? You know what I mean? Like, I remember seeing that too, like on a Rage Against the Machine, like Tom Morello, those aren't keyboard sounds, those are made using guitar. Mm-hmm. But like, I don't care about that stuff when I'm listening to music. I don't care if it's fake or if it's real, or if it was recorded with a $1 million studio or like a 4-track at home, as long as it's working for the song.
Okay, well, plug your ears because we're going to hear another tune.
Oh, God, how long? I'll put
well,
it on my timer.
Well, let's see. I don't know, maybe 20 seconds.
Is this the first time you've done an interview where you had to warn the guy that you're about to play his music and to plug his ears?
Well, usually they're kind of behind the music that they're putting out there. I don't know.
No. And I don't even think it's bad. I've been enjoying it. You know what? I'm going to unplug my ears for the next 20 minutes.
All right. How about this is Satellite, the hit single from your 2006 release, okay, Ganging Up on the Sun. Here's a live acoustic recording from the new album by Guster. Song Satellite, and it's from the new acoustic live album from Guster. We're speaking with Ryan Miller of Guster. He's the guitarist, lead singer, and primary songwriter for the band. Ryan, you know, one of the things that struck me when I was listening to your songs anew with this album was thinking that, you know, they're sunny and optimistic, but deceptively so. You know, like, you're young, 21, everything's under control, and all that gets blown to bits.
Yeah.
What is that? Is that something in your personality?
For me, it was a lot of it came from just being a really big Smiths fan and a really big Morrissey fan, because I loved that about the Smiths. Mm-hmm. They wrote these massively poppy, crazy upbeat songs that was like, girlfriend in a coma, I know. For me, it always felt like we could get away singing these super sunny songs if there was some weight that was underneath them that would kind of keep them from floating away. Like that song, Do You Love Me? Like, it was the song, to me at least, is not, hey, do you love me? This is great. But it's about the dissolution of this relationship that kind of like just developed into this stagnant thing after 5 years. And the question isn't so much, we're falling in love and do you love me for the first time? It's more like, hey, we've been in this for 5 or 10 years and do you even love me anymore?
Well, that's a question that I think a lot of couples come to after 5 years. Now you've been together as a band, what, since the early 90s. Do you sometimes look at them and say, okay, do you still love me? Are we still doing this?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think, you know, every record since probably Lost and Gone Forever, we'd always had to discover what it is we're trying to say. I mean, especially in the last 5 years, I mean, we all have kids. Between Brian Adam and I, we have 7 kids. We're not a cool new band. You know, I lived in Brooklyn for 12 years, and so I was constantly exposed to cool new bands and awesome new sounds and really exciting stuff that's happening out there, and always constantly wondering how we fit into it and if we even did. And right now we're right at the beginning process of where we really feel like, okay, maybe we do have something to say for a 6th record, you know, or I don't even know what record it is, 6 or 7. We're not in a position where we feel like it's just like, okay, we made a record, let's make another one. It's like we made a record and that might be our last one, unless we can find something really special to say, because we have a legacy to protect in this weird way.
Ryan.
Yeah.
We care.
No, I wasn't. I hope I wasn't asking that.
No, I think, but it is interesting because there is a point where a band that was big, like a lot of people that I know, loved you in college.
Yeah, dude, I mean, we could talk about this for 2 hours and it's probably boring for everybody, but it's the thing. I mean, it's my constant battle of like, do we have something new to contribute? Because you see other bands that maybe go on a little bit further than they should. And it's like, okay, as soon as it starts slipping into pure nostalgia is when I want to stop. Thankfully, you know, like Easy Wonderful, our last album, felt like, okay, when we play those songs live, the energy doesn't dip. You know, there's not like people like, oh, man, it's these songs. We don't want to hear these. But again, we have to earn that every record. It's not just a foregone conclusion that that's going to be the case.
Well, Ryan Miller, guitarist, vocalist, lead songwriter for the band Guster, I want to thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me, and thank you for your kind words, and thank you for exposing me to the live album we just released for the first time.
Now you can sit in your Eames chair and order, like a pink squirrel or something, like
yeah,
a
exactly.
Grasshopper. Guster's playing a sold-out show at the Music Hall on Saturday. That's January 19th, this Saturday. Their new album is Guster Live Acoustic. Is it Live Acoustic or Acoustic Live?
I don't know. What a terrible name. It's just awful.
We're going out listening to the song 2 Points for Honesty, originally released on their seminal 1999 album, Lost and Gone Forever. You can find details on Guster's show at wordofmouthradio.org.